Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today's theme is the technology of light, which is a future form of energy that will be given when we agree to not go to war anymore. So obviously it may take some years before that even is a possibility. Meanwhile, I thought you might be very interested to hear just what the technology of light is. And I'm going to start by reading an article titled The Age of Light. And this is by Benjamin Kremsmaster, given some years ago now, in fact in 1989. And as I've mentioned previously, many of these articles given by the Master are then reprinted in more recent issues of the magazine. So it begins as follows. In each century, a few men emerge who tower over their contemporaries. Their gifts are manifest. Their genius shines forth for all to see and acclaim. We know them as the great discoverers, the painters, writers, musicians, and scientists whose work has led humanity forward in a growing awareness of itself and its potential. In recent times, their emphasis has been on science and the expansion of human knowledge. This has prepared the way for an extraordinary awakening of men's minds on a scale until now beyond hope of achievement. Man stands today on the threshold of a new enlightenment, of discoveries which will cast into the shade all previous accomplishments. This coming time will be known as the Age of Light, and light in all its meanings and manifestations will become the provenance of man. Already, the signs are there for the discerning that man is knocking on the door that leads to the chamber of light. Ancient darkness and ignorance are being banished as men grapple with the implications of new insights and technology. Soon, the science of light, the divine science, will be revealed to man's astonished gaze, and a major landmark on man's journey of evolution will have been reached. Until now, only the specialist few have access to the science of light, but already steps are being taken to make its benefits available for all. The needs of all for power and light will be met safely and simply, the sun itself being harnessed in this cause. United in love under the banner of Maitreya, men will forge new pathways to the stars. As man explores her mysteries, nature will yield up her secrets and reveal the ordered beauty underlying all. Thus will begin a new and simple life under the guidance of Maitreya and his disciples. Cheerfully, men will relinquish the divisions of the past and enter into a new harmony with all that lives. For long, men have searched in vain for the key to this yearned-for harmony. Always, their highest aspirations and efforts have been to no avail. Now, for the first time, the dawning realization of oneness is impressing men to share and to regulate their living along more just and safer lines. The new era, the era of light, is upon us, and in this coming time, men will find the inspiration and guidance which their forefathers lacked or ignored. Now, at last, men and the masters will work and move forward together, united in the common bond of brotherhood and trust. Our example will inspire men to superhuman efforts and achievements, and bring the light into the hearts and minds of all. Thus will it be. Thus will the great secrets of creation be revealed. And thus will man become the creator and regulator of his own destiny, a godlike being worthy of the name of man. So carrying on with this theme of the technology of light, this next excerpt is taken from Benjamin Creme's book titled The Gathering of the Forces of Light, UFOs and Their Spiritual Mission. And we've gone into the subject of UFOs in previous programs, and no doubt we'll revisit the subject in future ones. But for this time, I will just focus on the excerpts mentioning this science or technology of light. There are many kinds of light. There is the light of knowledge. Knowledge itself is light. There is the light of the soul. There is the light of understanding, wisdom. There is physical plane light, the light from the sun, the light of electricity which comes from the sun. A new science, the science of light, will be instituted bit by bit as humanity becomes more aware of its oneness and, through sharing justice and freedom for all, puts war far into the past as a means of action of any kind. When war is totally and utterly renounced and the weapons of war destroyed, the science of light will be given to humanity. This is a tremendous science, and already, as the Master says, steps are being taken that are making it practical. We have created the worst possible weapon, the nuclear bomb. It is the most deadly weapon ever created by man, and the most deadly weapon ever used by man. If used again, it would lead to the destruction of all life on Earth, human and subhuman alike. So it must never be used. How can we get the nations to renounce war forever, renounce the nuclear bomb, and also renounce their nuclear power stations, all that pertains to nuclear fission? Humanity is well advanced on the wrong use of the energy of the atom. Nuclear fission is the most destructive use of energy that has ever been devised. Even today, scientists and technicians are planning a vast increase of nuclear power stations all over the world to cope with global warming. The US is planning to build more than 50, France and Britain likewise, and generally around the world. If that were to happen, it would place an unbelievable extra burden on the health of humanity in the lower kingdoms. Nuclear radiation above the level of gas is expelled into the atmosphere from every nuclear power station on Earth. This is also true of every stage of experiment with nuclear power involving bombs and various other weapons. This has increased tenfold the nuclear radiation extent in our atmosphere. But for the constant work of our space brothers, mainly from our neighbouring planets of Mars and Venus, in their vehicles, the so-called UFOs, neutralising the effect of this nuclear radiation, the health of humanity would even be even more sorely stressed than it is today. The Masters see pollution as the number one killer in the world. That includes nuclear radiation, which is the worst of all. The incidence of Alzheimer's disease has grown throughout the world, occurring at a younger and younger age. This is the direct result of nuclear radiation on the higher levels, which is pouring into our atmosphere every day and which we do not have the technology to measure. Scientists must close the nuclear power stations as soon as possible and cease working on all manner of nuclear radiation now and into the future. This is a deadly mistake on the part of humanity and is increasingly a threat to humanity's survival. Maitreya and the Masters, in their wisdom, will communicate this information and recommend that the nuclear power plants be swiftly closed down. So as you can see, I'm not just reading about the technology of light, but also about the harmful effects of nuclear power. And there is a new form of nuclear energy, fusion is much less harmful and will be like an interim form of energy, along, of course, with solar energy and wind energy, until finally the technology of light becomes the norm. Anyway, back again to that subject. Here's a couple of questions and answers, and these are taken from Benjamin Cram's book titled Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3. First question, tell me a little bit about what changes you see ahead of us and how they're going to be brought about. There will be a new technology called the technology of light. We will begin to use light directly from the sun. All forms of power used today will become obsolete. This new energy will supply every energetic need of humanity. And, of course, it cannot be cornered by any individuals or groups. It is everywhere, free to all, and is endless in its ramifications. It will also have medical applications in connection with a more advanced aspect of the genetic engineering in which humanity is already engaged. Whole organs will be recreated. Instead of having heart, liver, kidney transplants, you will simply go to a clinic for a few hours, and with this genetic engineering technique and the technology of light, a new organ will be built into the body without surgery. I do not know how many times, but perhaps once or twice per life. Transport will become so apparently motionless, so silent, vibrationless, that fatigue will disappear, and we will be able to go on long journeys without feeling tired. Also, a time is coming when humanity, just by thought, as the Masters do now, will be able to place themselves anywhere in the world. So, if you want to go to Australia, think yourself there and back again. Another question, do we have to do something to deserve all this? Benjamin Cram's reply, we have to become decent human beings and recognize that we are one, brothers and sisters of one humanity, and therefore that the food, the raw materials, the energy, the scientific knowledge, the technology, the educational systems, the healthcare of the world belong to everybody and must be redistributed more equitably around the world so that we would create the reality of the one humanity, the brotherhood of man. And in this way, we will create the right conditions to deserve all these technological advances. And quite another question here. This is from Benjamin Cram's book, The Great Approach. And it goes as follows. You say that the technology of light will make great advancements in the field of medicine. How does it translate into other fields of endeavour, such as the economic and political? It seems obvious that if the technology of light is going to give us unlimited power, heat and locomotion directly from the sun, and everybody has it, then no one will be able to own it. As today, the oil sheiks have untold riches under the desert. The technology of light is obviously going to have a powerful effect on the economy of the world. Nobody owns it, yet we will all use it. What happens to General Electric and their counterparts all over the world? They are out of business. In the political field, so much power is wielded by people who are lobbying governments controlling big industry. all of that will be out the window too. It is obviously going to simplify the political and economic structures of our world profoundly, quite apart from its application to medicine. Anything that gives unlimited, unpolluting power will change every aspect of life. Now for an excerpt from another article by Benjamin Krem's master with the title of The Divine Science. And for your interest, all these articles by the master are published in two books, volumes 1 and 2 of A Master Speaks. And all the books mentioned today, and in fact in every program, you will find available on the Share International website. And there's 4 of them which are free to download. Anyway, back to this excerpt from the article, The Divine Science. A new divine science will become his. Through its means, man will harness the energies of the universe for his diverse needs and transform and beautify this earth. As custodians of the science, we, the masters of wisdom, will reveal its secrets stage by stage as man equips himself correctly for its use. Then the gateway to the heavens will open and man will find himself on a journey without end. The cosmos, near and far, will be the subject of his research. Infinity will beckon him ever onwards and test his valour. A new stream of thought is entering men's lives, which will galvanize them into action. A new creative potency will manifest itself on all sides, and, in gathering momentum, the secrets of life will be discovered and revealed. Man stands now on the threshold of great things. Marvels await his astonished gaze. The limitations of the past will soon lose their hold and free him to explore the cosmos and himself. When man sees the universe and himself as one, all things become possible. And just the briefest of excerpts from one of Maitreya's messages, and this is from the very last in the book, my messages from Maitreya the Christ. Some more were given since then, but these are the 130 that were published in this particular book. And the excerpt goes as follows. All goes well, augurs well for the future. My plans proceed apace and galvanize mankind. Wherever you may look in the world today, you will find change. From top to bottom, the fabric of the old and decaying order is rent. From this can we derive much satisfaction, for, despite the pain involved in this process, a new and better world emerges. Therefore, my friends, take comfort from this fact and look to the future with hope. Well, thank you very much for listening. I hope you found this subject matter of interest. And for more information, check out the website share-international.org. And also, you of course can email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you all a lovely week.
On air, online, on demand, in your language. Planet FM on